What was the question again? Just
most memorable personal encounter.
Okay, well then, with my father.
This weekend we have Father's Day, and I have three pieces to play for you, with three people talking about their fathers, Maeve, Imelda, and Bono. I'll give you all the details about the pieces in a while, but first, have a listen. I think you'll like it.
I slept beside him in his last weeks and hours. And I'd go and I'd have a, you know, usually a pint of Guinness and a chaser to steady my nerve, and I'd go into the hospital and I'd sleep beside him, and you know, because I didn't want to be alone and
sure.
at night.
Something strange to happen one day. I was up visiting my mother with my own children, and of course, before I'd be sitting, he was a retired man sitting in the sitting room, and we'd peep in and say, how are you, da? And go straight into my mother. She was the queen bee, straight in, and she called me, and she said to me, Melda, she said, I'm not being bad, she said, but all he sees is babies, and he's going and say, how are you to him, and running to me, and he could be a bit lonely some days. She'll try and talk to him.
Well, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right, you know.
Yeah. You look well.
But I'm not getting any younger, you know.
How old are you now?
How would you say?
83.
No, I know. It's 60.
You're only 60? How old do you feel?
Many memorable things to say. He was very funny in the last few days. Like, any visitors today? He goes, yeah, it's great. They're really great. Great when they leave. And, you know, he's a tough guy, really, just a tough guy.
I was visiting my mother in Farda, but I never considered him in the visit. I always said hello to him.
Yeah.
But, From her saying that, I start going in and talking to him and asked him how he was feeling and, you know, did he watch the news? And up to that point in my life, I don't think I knew one politician in the country. And he'd tell me all about the politics and the running of the country and his views and opinions. And the knowledge he had, I just couldn't believe it.
Do you remember my name?
Your name?
I'm Maeve.
Maeve?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're my dad.
I'm your dad? How could I be your dad?
Because you are.
I'm your dad.
Yeah.
You'll come and find. You're kidding me.
No. I'm your youngest daughter.
Oh. You're making me feel very...
Oh, listen, don't worry about it.
I sat there, I held his hand, I did things that he would never let me do. And he was trapped.
This photograph over there, when we were all babies, and you and Mum.
Yeah.
You were very handsome. You're still very handsome.
I'm very ugly.
Oh, you're not at all. You're lovely.
No. I wish that was true, but I know you're just saying something to keep me going, ain't you?
I'm not at all. Here, have a biscuit. Do you want a biscuit? With your tea. Here's your tea there.
He loved Charlie Hottie, and I used to say to him, he's a crook. And he'd say, yeah, Melda, he's a likeable old rogue. Sure, they're all crooks. And I always remember that was well before the time anything came out about Charlie Hottie.
You used to drive me to school, and when I was taking violin lessons, you'd drive me to my teacher. You were always singing in the car.
I was singing in the car.
Yeah.
'Cause I'll be there, sunshine and in shadow.
You know, a prayer for him was just that, you know, that he would keep his dignity. He was very, he had a lot of front, but he didn't get to keep his dignity. It, cancer, it's very, very cruel, and
yeah,
in the way
it
that
is.
It kills you so slowly. And I had a kind of an epiphany, though, where I thought, maybe dignity is not such a big deal after all. I had it up there with, you know, righteousness, or, you know, I had it up there with something you'd aspire to, but actually the two most important events of your life, being born and dying, you know, are very messy. I suppose that was the insight, that dignity is maybe a human construct. It's a bit like coup. It might be vain.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
I started to understand those Indian sadhus and, you know, people, the begging bowl of the Hindu priests and people who, like, let's get dignity out of the way.
Yeah.
And that maybe humility is the eye of the needle.
Yeah.
That we all have to pass through.
Something is about to give. I can feel it coming. I think I know what it is. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to live. And when I'm flat on my back, I hope to feel like I did. And hardness, it sets in. You need some protection. The thinner the skin.
For my mother making that statement, it opened up for me a relationship with my father that lasted till the day he died, and was special.
It's summer, I can taste the salt in the sea. There's a kite blowing out of control on the breeze. I wonder what's gonna happen to you. You wonder what has happened to me.
His last words, which were, "Are you all mad?"
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm a man.
The singer Bono, talking about his father Bob to music journalist Anthony Boza in 2001 for a Rolling Stone article. That came from a US radio show and podcast called Blank on Blank. Their website is blankonblank.org, and it's where print journalists upload audio from interviews they have in their personal archives. They're often interviews with famous people, with quotes that never made it into the finished article. And there's a fantastic animation to go with that interview. Check it out on blankonblank.org. Bono's interview is available as well on a website called PRX. And that's where you'll find Maeve Conran's piece, Danny Boy, that she made with her late father Desmond. That audio site is prx.org, and I'll put a link to it for you on our Documentary on One website. And the Doc on One website is where you'll find Imelda talking about her late father, Patrick Hansard, also known as Galley. It's in a documentary called Rare Old Times and is a student piece from IADT Dunleary by Louise Kenny. For all of those links, just go to rte.ie/docon1 and click on the tab marked Curious Ear.
I'm going to run off now.
Are you?
Will you give me a little kiss?
It was great to see you here. Great.
Great to see you too.
Are you in bed?
Big and me kiss goodbye.